Well, praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to be in His house this morning. I just want to share the word of the Lord with you before we move into the time of water baptism. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 19. Luke 19, beginning of verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him. And he said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, hurry, and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste, he hurried, and he came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, they grumbled, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and he said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus is in town. Jesus is in the city. And a man named Zacchaeus wants to see who this Jesus is. J.B. Phillips, New Testament. Then he went into Jericho and was making his way through it. And here we find a wealthy man called Zacchaeus, a chief collector of taxes, wanting to see what sort of person Jesus was. Who is this Jesus? What does he look like? What does he walk like? What does he talk like? How does he carry himself? What is it about him? What's all the fuss? What's all this talk? Jesus is in Jericho, passing through Jericho, place of fragrance. And the fragrance of the Anointed One is drawing a crowd. The crowd is gathering. No small crowd, the press. I can't see him. The crowd is too big. I can't see him. If only I was taller. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, the Savior to see. You know, the crowd must have been surrounding Jesus, this great throng of people. Run ahead. Jesus must have been in the middle of the press. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do, Zacchaeus? And he sees this tree, and he starts running. God, for the day when, the hour when, the time when people start running to see Jesus, to see who he is. And imagine if every tax collector started running. The text, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. The Message paraphrase, he wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. And the Voice Bible, so he runs ahead of the crowd and climbs up into a sycamore tree so he can see Jesus when he passes beneath him. You know, there's something about Jesus. Something about Jesus that sends men running. Sends men climbing. Even here, his power upon thy will. What might he have heard about this Jesus, the talk surrounding Jesus? A crook? A cult leader? A crazy man? A lunatic? A devil? A fanatic? A blasphemer? A heretic? A false prophet? An imposter? A good man? A righteous man, a true man, a sane man, the way, the truth, and the life, the Son of God, God in flesh, forgiver of sins, Savior, healer, restorer, redeemer. When had this man last climbed a tree? When he was much younger, as a child, playful, full of wonder. Years down the road of life now, not so young anymore, still able to climb. What's happening? What we see in the story is wonder. Wonder driving this man up a tree. The Amplified reads, so he ran on ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. You know, sometimes you got to run ahead of the crowd because the crowd is in your way. How long had he waited to see this Jesus? News is spreading. News about Jesus is spreading across the land. Extra, extra. Read all about it. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus spoke a parable. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Luke 18, beginning of verse 9, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple, went to church to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing far off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you this, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, put down. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. The preceding chapter, and Jesus is on his way. Let's track with Jesus. Let's walk with Jesus. Let's journey with Jesus today. People were bringing little children to Jesus. Just like this morning, bringing little children to Jesus that he might bless them, and bless them he did. Luke 18, 15 to 17, they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. He's making his way. He's making his way. Let's track with Jesus. Let's journey with Jesus. He's making his way, and now he counsels the young rich ruler. Verses 18 to 23. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. The one thing that this man couldn't let go of, the one thing that he couldn't surrender. The gospel of Matthew records, when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. In the gospel of Mark, then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Luke 18, 24 to 30. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." These are the words of Jesus. And those who heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Then Peter said, "See, we have left all and followed you." So he said to him, he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life." You know, I wonder if there were reporters. Reporters tracking with Jesus, walking with Jesus, following Jesus, journeying with Jesus, collecting the news and perhaps running ahead. Jesus is making his way with his disciples now. And now he speaks to his disciples. He takes them aside, Luke 18, 31 to 34. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished, fulfilled. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and insulted and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which were spoken. He's coming, Zacchaeus. He's surely coming. Luke 18, 35 to 43, "Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. In hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still, and he commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. A blind man. Eyes that cannot see. Can't see it. Can't see Jesus. Jesus is coming near. He's coming near Jericho now, and this blind man is sitting by the road begging. And suddenly a multitude, as we've read, is passing by, and the man hears, for he has ears for hearing. And the man speaks up, "What's happening?" "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Had he heard about Jesus? Well, he starts crying out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Had he heard? Had he heard about the mercy of the merciful one? Oh, they warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Cry out to him. And should others warn you to be quiet, cry out to him all the more. Jesus stopped. He stood still. You don't think he hears the cry of the one? He stopped. He stood still. Because one blind man cried out. One blind beggar. You don't think he hears you? He hears the one. Cry out to him. And cry out all the more. Jesus stopped. He stood still. He calls for the blind man to be brought to him, and he asks him a question. "What do you want me to do for you?" What do you want from me? He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Blind faith. The faith of a blind man. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." He immediately received his sight and followed him. Followed him. Followed him. Glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Church people, listen, he can heal eyes today. Eyes in the physical sockets. He can heal the eyes of the soul and the eyes of the spirit. This is Jesus. Luke 19:1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. The Wycliffe Bible, and Jesus going in walked through Jericho. He's making his way. He's passing through Jericho. He's on his way to Jerusalem to die. And on this journey, concerned with the one. And concerned with the ones. He's passing through Jericho. He's on his way to Jerusalem to die. He's on his way to die on the cross for the sins of humanity. To die for the Pharisees. For the tax collectors. For the little children. And the disciples. He's on his way to die for the young rich ruler. And the blind man. And for all the press. Rescue mission. Luke 19:2, "And lo, a man, Zacchaeus by name, and this was, and he was a prince of publicans, and he was rich." Is it possible that Jesus went to Jericho way out of his way and through Jericho to reach one man? The crowd, yes. The press, yes. But he goes after the one. We know that Jesus goes after the one. It was by design that Jesus went through Jericho. It was by design that he passed under that very tree. Obstacles in the way. Obstacles to get to Jesus. What might the crowd be? What might the crowd speak to today? Some hindrance? Some barricade? What about pride? Self-righteousness? Or a generation that is pure in their own eyes? Zacchaeus. His name means pure. Proverbs 30, verse 12, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Was his conscience bothering him that day as Jesus, Messiah, Jesus, Savior of the world, was making his way through the city? This man, rich, however this speaks today, absorbed with the world and his world. The Darby translation reads, and behold, there was a man by the name called Zacchaeus, and he was chief tax gatherer, and he was rich. Gathering taxes, collecting taxes, but this man was skimming off for himself. And everybody knew it. Hatred. He was hated. One viewed as a crook. Luke 19:3, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he might not for the people, for the company of the people, for he was little in stature. I want to ask you today, do you feel like you are little? Do you feel like you are little in God's eyes? Small, insignificant. Your life is important to God. Your life is important to Jesus. Luke 19:4, he ran before and ascended up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass from thence. I remember reading these words. Long before Zacchaeus needed to see Jesus, God planted a tree. He's going before you and making a way to. That day, Zacchaeus, did he plan? Was it his plan to become a disciple, to become a follower of Jesus, to receive salvation? He just wanted to see him. And I guess from a distance was enough, but you see, Jesus deals with the distance. You say, Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus? Jesus was seeking Zacchaeus. Suddenly he's there below the tree, and he looks up and says to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, hurry up, man. Make haste and come down, for today, for this very day, I must stay at your house. Philip's New Testament, he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to get a view of Jesus as he was heading that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and saw the man and said, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. I must be your guest today. You know, Zacchaeus, he could have just stayed up in the tree. I got up here. I don't know how to get down. It's been so long since I climbed down from a tree. He could have just stayed up in the tree. He could have ignored the call. He could have ignored Jesus. He had a choice. Jesus called him by name. Jesus knows our name. Jesus knows your name. He calls us by name. He's a personal Savior. Jesus is the good shepherd. He calls his sheep by name and leads them out. Zacchaeus, make haste. Make haste and come down for today. 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Some are saying, no, it's got to be tomorrow. It's got to be next week or next month or next year. Or I want to wait a decade, or I want to wait a couple decades. I want to wait till the last day I live on this planet. Now. Now. Now is the time. Now is the accepted time. It's an urgent call. Hurry, Zacchaeus. Make haste. Come when Jesus calls you. You know, he is expectant that we act on the call. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for today, for this very day. I must stay at your house. You know, he could have just stayed in the tree when Jesus called him. He had a choice. He could have ignored the call of Jesus, Luke 19:6. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Come down, Zacchaeus. I need to come to your house today. I need to be a guest in your house today. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. You know, Zacchaeus opened the door that day by coming down at the call of Jesus. I can't come down. People know me. They know who I am and they know what I've done. People are looking at me and they'll be looking at me. Yes. You know, I can only imagine and see all the eyes of that crowd looking at him as that wee little man, this wee little man, came out of the tree. But he came down. He came down at the call of Jesus publicly in front of all the people. And I wonder if the people are like, finally, Jesus is going to deal with this guy. Jesus is going to deal with this tax collector. He's going to rebuke him. No. An invitation. An invitation. Luke 19, 6-7, so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. I share with you the words of Billy Graham. Jesus looked up at him, taking Zacchaeus by surprise. And then Jesus called him by name. Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree. I'm going to your house to stay with you today. Zacchaeus nearly dropped his teeth out. How could Jesus even know his name and come and stay with him in front of all these people that hated him? And throughout history, and all through history, God has been calling people by their name. The people are complaining. They're mocking Jesus. Who is this guy? He eats with sinners. You say, Jesus sat with tax collectors and sinners? Yes. Not because he lowered his standard. Grace meets sinners right where they are. Right who they are. I can't come down from this tree. The Bible says God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You've got to humble yourself in the sight of God. Philip's New Testament, so Zacchaeus hurriedly climbed down and gladly welcomed him, but the bystanders muttered their disapproval, saying, now he's gone to stay with a real sinner. But Zacchaeus himself stopped and said to the Lord, "Look, sir, I will give half my property to the poor. And if I have swindled anybody out of anything, I will pay him back four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today. Zacchaeus is a descendant of Abraham, and it was the lost the Son of Man came to seek and to save." A changed man, because of an encounter with Jesus, the Savior calling a sinner by name. Look at the change. Zacchaeus said to the Lord, "I'll restore." He said to the Lord, "I'm ready to make the whole thing right. A new life, a new way, a new day, a new creation, a new man in this world." There is no doubt that people saw the change, experienced and knew the change like a new creation. The changed life of Zacchaeus. There in his house, the man is dining with Jesus. You know, I wonder if Matthew was present. Remember when Jesus called Matthew? Matthew was a tax collector. Matthew 9, verses 9 to 13, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew the tax collector, his own personal encounter with Jesus. Did Matthew go with Jesus to Zacchaeus' house? I've saved tax collectors before. People of the same life, experience and all. I wonder if Matthew and Zacchaeus talked, you know, marveling at the wonder of a God who would care about them, care about their kind. "Hey, Zacchaeus, let me tell you about the day Jesus came to my tax office." Let's have the worship team return. Charles Spurgeon said, "Oh, Zacchaeus, you will go to bed tonight a great deal poorer than when you got up this morning, but infinitely richer, too. Poor, very poor in the world's goods compared with what you were when you first did climb that sycamore tree, but richer, infinitely richer in heavenly treasure." Listen, whoever we are, whoever you are, Jesus sees. Jesus sees you, and he calls you by name. When you hear his call, make haste. Come down. Come to Jesus today, this day, that he might abide in your house. Jesus climbed a tree one day. No. Not as a boy. As a man. The Son of Man, to seek and save the lost. Jesus Christ climbed a tree one day. The cross. To set eyes on every person. Some look up and mock. Some jest. Some press on gambling in life and with eternity. Some never come down at his call. But some do. And some welcome him and invite him. Invite him into their life, their home, their world, receiving him joyfully, receiving him with joy. There is salvation in no other name, Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's the same must when he said, Zacchaeus, today I must abide at thy house. What a rescue mission. You know, Jesus didn't come to fix the world. He came to save the world. He came to save sinners, to seek and to save them, then fix them and their life. You see, you can't fix something until you save it. Like a broken clock in a dumpster, or a broken tax man in a tree. We are all wee little men. The smallness of human nature apart from Jesus. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Fallen short! Zacchaeus was short. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man. You see, until you can say, and until you can confess, and until you come to the place, you're like, I'm a wee little man. It doesn't matter if you're 6'4". It doesn't matter if you're the tallest man in the room or the tallest in your family. It doesn't matter. You got to come to the place where you acknowledge and you put your name there. I'm wee little. I need Jesus. Zacchaeus came down humbly. Zacchaeus came down publicly. There's something about it. He came down publicly in front of all those people. Well, it's time for water baptism. And all these that are going through the waters of baptism today have their story and their testimony the day Jesus passed by and called them by name, and how they made haste and came down at his call, how they hurried, humbled themselves before him, and how they received him joyfully. He knocked and they heard his voice and they opened the door to him, and he came in to dine with them and they with him. And here they are today, and here we are today for another coming down. The Bible says, Acts 2:37 to 39, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent. Perfect! And out the door. No, no, no. There's no period. That is not the end. What shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, that is the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Man, we need the Holy Ghost today. We need a generation set on fire. We need faith on fire. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Listen, he wants to call everybody, and he will call every individual. He'll stop. Cry out to him. He'll stop, blind man. You climb up that tree, you're not even really calling out to him, but he knows you climb that tree. That's, I guess, a form of calling out to him, and so he stops. He's not too busy. He's not in such a hurry. Water baptism, this coming down publicly into the waters in front of you, in front of the church, in front of all these people, a holy moment, a public declaration of faith in Jesus Christ. Make haste. If you've never been water baptized, make haste, hurry into the waters. You're saying, I'm a mission impossible. Nothing is impossible. He can save you. He can save your life. He knows everything about you. He knows about all the skeletons in your closet. He knows about all the bodies under your rug. He knows about all the sins you've ever committed. He knows every thought you've ever thought. He knows every palpitation and pulse of the heart that's been wayward and rogue and not according to holiness. He knows everything. He knows the anger you have inside of you right now. He knows the resentment that you carry. He knows the pain that you carry. He knows everything. He knows the torture. He knows the anxiety. He knows the pain. He knows what you're dealing with and struggling with because of a father that treated you the way he knows everything. I don't know the whole history of Matthew. I don't know the whole history of blind Bartimaeus. I don't know all the history of the days before Jesus called Zacchaeus. I don't know what was going on inside of the man, but I do know this. When Jesus called, he made haste. He came down. He just, like, I'm going to receive him joyfully because he's Savior. He's healer. He can heal the brokenhearted. He's anointed. He's the anointed one. He can restore my life. And the Bible says that when you give your life to Jesus, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. And perhaps someone needs to hear this today. Let the old things pass away. Old things have passed. Let the old things pass away.